We're talking to John Lutwell. And John, you'll be taking a half a dozen of your team up to Launceston on Wednesday night. And let's have a look at their chances. In the first race on the card, which is the three-year-old maiden over 1,100, where you'll be saddling up GG's Cash Card, and he'll carry the number one saddle cloth. His two runs this prep have been pretty good, John.
Yeah, it was a bit unlucky first up. He got beat on my last couple of tries, like he was getting home better than the horse in front of him. And the rider, Eddie Breen, dropped his whip, 50 metres out, and he thought he was going to win the race, having that happen sort of thing. And it was a good run. And then he came to Hobart, and he had a pretty good run the other day. I think the horse that won the race the other day was one of Brun's horses. That first start, it was a pretty good horse, and he only got beaten neck by neck, so it was a good run, and the horse is he's done really well since the race the other day, and I think he'll be very hard to beat tomorrow night.
Well, he's drawn barrier 8, but he does have a little bit of early speed, or do you prefer to have him ridden back?
I reckon he'll be about the first four, I reckon. Just jump out quick and just have him slot in, he's got a bit of the speed there sort of thing. If there's not a lot of pace on, he probably come back to the leader, or I'm hoping he'll be running third or fourth,
All right, mate, but you do expect him to run a good race?
Oh, yeah, he'll be able to beat, mate, no worries.
Okay, now in the second race, that's the 1,200-metre maiden for fillies and mares. You've got a couple going around. You've got GG's Dash and Our Lady May. First of all, GG's Dash, what can we expect there?
Yeah, well, she's got a good gait. I ran her over 1,400 metres last start, and Eddie rode her really well. She's further behind the leader, and he reckons she never quite got the 1,400, so he reckoned just to put her back in the 1,200. She's trained on very well. Got a nice gait claim. I think she'll run a very forward race.
Well, Reagan Cross will claim 3 kilos, and that brings her down to 54, puts her on the minimum, so that certainly will help. Our Lady May, Eddie Bennett aboard.
Yeah, well, she's a really good track work. She works really well on the track. I've only had her for 2 or 3 runs. She ran a couple of nice races for me. Young pace rider last couple of runs, and he said she's not far off winning the race, and I think she's improved. I'm hoping tomorrow night she run a full race. I don't think the field's over strong, and I expect her to run a pretty full race too.
Okay. Limb Race 5, the Class 1 handicap. You've got Faithful GG going around. One first up, the first up win was full of merit. They didn't have a lot of luck last start, went sixth.
Yeah, no, I don't think he raced as good, very good. He's not as good as Ellie thought he'd been taking him away. He just jumps out of his skin, he's full of himself and does a lot of stupid things wrong. Mm. When you take him away, he relaxes better. And that's why I've got him in tomorrow night up there. He's done really well, and the gate, or in the one gate, he should get a nice camp in behind him. And he's not a bad galloper. He's got a fair ability, so I'm hoping he can get a nice run in the race and finish off well tomorrow night, yeah.
Okay. In Race 6, which is the open handicap over 1,400, well, the old boy, Heartbreak Kid, his last couple of runs, he's run 2 starts back in Launceston, was full of merit on a Thursday night. You backed him up on Sunday, and he went quite a race when he was placed in Hobart.
Yeah, well, I just don't think he quite gets him. I think 1,200 too short. I think a mile too far. I just reckon that he's done absolutely sensational, the horse. He's just, he's bucking his brand off the old horse, and I think any sort of luck tomorrow night, if he can, I think he'll win the race tomorrow night. I'm pretty confident he'll win the race tomorrow night, yeah.
Okay. In the last race, the old boy, Red Bentley, goes around. He's drawn 9 of 9. His form has been absolutely woeful, this preparation, John.
Yeah, he's come back from, he's had a bit of an injury a fair while ago, and he's, I think it's in his head, but his track work's been good. He does race better at Mowbray. I think tomorrow night over a bit of ground, if he can't do much tomorrow night, then all these days could be going for a hack something, I reckon, yeah.
All right, mate. Well, look, out of the ones we talked about, would you rate GG's Cash Card and Heartbreak Kid your best 2 winning chances?
Definitely the best 2 chances, no worries at all, yeah.
All right, John, all the best in Launceston at the Tote Racing Centre on Wednesday night.
Thank you, Pete. Thank you.